Yeah, I don't necessarily think this is going to be a major issue here. Obviously, heat stress is a real situation, but the you have to remember that these plants are, you know, kind of engineered to protect themselves. So if they're too dry or it's too hot, they you know, like corn especially, will curl up on itself. It kind of looks like a pineapple top. It'll curl in on itself so that that dew can slide down and into the to the plant itself. So yes, it could see some stress over the next week or so as we see these high temperatures, but I don't think it's going to mean a whole heck of a lot as far as what the potential for exports will mean, say later on in the year. The big thing will be obviously we want to see whether or not we've got this heat and this dryness that proceeds all the way into pollination in July for corn, and then obviously pod fill for beans in August. So that is something that we will have to watch as far as meteorologists go. The one that we watch, he says he doesn't think that this heat and dryness over the next couple of weeks or the next week or so will be an omen going forward. He feels like we're still going to have some good growing and pollination and reproductive phases for the U.S. and especially in the Midwest.